This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, let me ask you, how's your immune system lately?
It's honestly in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But what if I told you that similar to our immune system, which produces more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a host of health benefits?
I'd gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I can attest to that personally. I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it's delicious.
I know that's
their
right.
Their grape juice is delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious.
Preach on.
Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
Best I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that you liked it, but try not to eat the shampoo.
Too late. And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though. You said your immune system was in critical condition? I think I know why.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. We're going to talk about that later, but fret no more. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com and use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on all your purchases of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Remember, that promo code is TODAY. T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away.
Hey guys, John here from the Clearview Today Show. Before we start today, I just wanted to let you know that this episode was originally recorded for February the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. But in light of the comments made by Alistair Begg, we recorded a special show. A lot of you guys already listened to it. Thank you for your support. I want to go ahead and jump into the show. We got a great show for you today, but just know that it was originally recorded for the 13th and not for today. That said, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone. Today is Tuesday, February the 13th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. You can leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can do just that.
The verse of the day today comes from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
You know, we want to be established in our faith. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean we never make mistakes, or we just establish ourselves, we root ourselves, as it says, and that we never have to change? Of course, that's not what it's saying. It's saying that you are so secure in your salvation. Yep. You are so secure in the blessed assurance that Christ has given you, that now you have the freedom to grow. You know what I mean? You have the freedom to bloom where you're planted, as you know, Dr. Shaw would say.
Yeah, and it's a daily thing. Notice there, it says in the middle of the verse, so walk in him.
That's
it's
right.
Not just one step. It's not a one-time thing. You are daily walking in him. And sometimes we're going to take steps off that path. Sometimes we're going to take steps backward. Sometimes we're going to just be at a standstill. But the goal is that we would continually be growing, continually be moving forward in our walk with God.
That's right. Everything is changing around us, man. Everything is changing around us. The world that we grew up in the 90s, I grew up in 92, it's not the same world no more. Lots and lots of things changing. I'll tell you one thing that remains the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuesday. And you know on Tuesday what we do.
I know what it is.
You know what we do.
I know what time it is.
It's time for the grapevine.
Welcome to the grapevine, everybody.
Doink, doink. Before we gripe, I do want to say, look at these clean, Clearview Today mugs.
Look at them. Isn't that nice? Peep that mug.
Yeah, we had these on a couple of the videos.
I don't know if you can see it from the camera, but the inside is blue.
Yeah, check it out. Blue.
The inside is blue. I tilt it towards you, but then I would spill my tea.
Check this out. You want to see how good it makes the coffee sound? I'm gonna show you.
Oh, that was lots of slurping noises in someone's headphones.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So there's some people probably writing into the show asking, where can I get one of these clean Clearview Today mugs? Well, buddy boy, they're not on sale yet, but maybe they will be soon.
They will be soon.
This one's just for me.
Yep.
Okay, time for the grapevine.
That was not the gripe.
That
the
wasn't
gripe was
the gripe.
Not
no,
the coffee mugs.
I'm pretty chuffed and cheesed about the mugs. I got bad eyes. I wear glasses. Ryan wears glasses.
I do.
We can't see good. Our eyes don't
my
work.
My eyes especially, like I have not problems, but it's harder at night too.
The Lord has created us in his image, right? But because of the fall,
my eyes have fallen.
I can't see.
My eyes are sinful.
So the eye doctor actually told me that by the time I'm like 40, maybe in my mid 40s, I probably will not be able to drive at night.
And really?
Like, that's kind of extreme, right?
Wow.
And you know
I might be right there with you.
You know who's not making it any easier? People with big, bright, blue headlights.
Oh my goodness.
Why do y'all
I
do that?
I can't stand it.
Why do y'all do
I
that?
I hate it.
So first and foremost, if your headlights are too bright, like if you're driving big trucks, go ahead and just know that even your low beams are kind of a much. Right, don't put the high
take
beams
on the headlights
and blind
it right
in my
face. If you're one of the people who has bright headlights, and give us a defense. Give us a reason why. If we can hear a reason why, maybe we'll relent from the
gripe. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like with big souped up trucks, it's like, why? What does it serve you?
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. It's loud. Everybody hates it. Maybe that's its own gripe, but it just serves no purpose.
Defend your headlights to us. We'll give you the opportunity to do that. Write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. We're here today in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhinav Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. All these bright lights in the studio, man. It's just got me thinking about what we were talking about earlier today. Dr. Shah, you ever been driving at night?
Yes.
And someone just flashes them big, bright 18-wheeler headlights right in your face.
I can't stand it.
And you just do that like little mini panic, like, I've seen the light.
What I get a lot, because I have a Nissan Titan truck, is people will flash the lights at me to get them to lower it. I'm like, it's already lowered.
It's on the low beams already, but it's not high.
You're just too low to the ground.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
What can I do for that, buddy? Yeah. So sometimes I'll flash them back, and then they keep it down as they drive back.
Sorry. We didn't mean it. Sorry.
Well,
I got nothing to say.
Let's talk about love.
Impossible to segue from headlights into love. But we are talking about love today because we're getting close to Valentine's Day.
That's right. Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Did you get your wife anything?
I did.
Did you get your wife something, Dr. Shaw?
I will.
I haven't got nothing either. I haven't got nothing yet.
I did. Well, you know, Valentine's Day is something that people, you know, sometimes people roll their eyes at it. They're like, it's just a commercialized holiday and blah, 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 blah.
Another reason for you to spend money.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Broke people say that a lot.
Yeah. Or single people.
Or single people, yeah.
But, you know, Valentine's Day is an opportunity for us to celebrate love. And love is one of those good gifts that God gives us.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes people think that all God cares about is our salvation. Mm. Once he saves us, he doesn't care. And he just wants you to go out there and live the best of your life. And then one day go to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you're not going to hell.
Right.
What more do you want?
Right.
But I don't think that's how it is. God cares about things. He cares about the rest of life, like relationships. He cares about, even since we're talking about Valentine's Day, he cares about who you find as your significant other, your spouse, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's funny because I've always heard people say, you know, who you marry, as long as they are a Christian, it's all good. And God, all God cares about is that they're a believer. But think about how little thought that takes.
Right.
You know, like God's really going to be like, you know what, as long as they're a Christian, doesn't matter if you're compatible, doesn't matter if you get along, doesn't matter if you see the world eye to eye. Just make sure they're a Christian.
Yeah.
It's like I don't see God taking that cavalier of an attitude of how we actually live our life.
Right. God doesn't act that way about anything else.
Right.
He's a God of order, and he's a God of, you know, he's outside of time. He plans. He's sovereign over everything. So for him to just be like, just pick a Christian, like that doesn't translate.
But I've heard that, though. I've heard people even tell me that when I was young, when I was looking for a girl. They were like, all that other stuff doesn't matter. All that matters is that she's a Christian. I'm like, I mean, I agree that's important. But shouldn't I like her?
Yeah. Should we get along? Should we have fun? Should we not have a fulfilling life? Yeah.
If you want, but God doesn't care about it.
Oh, it'll all come to you. It'll all happen.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
Right. Well, I wanted to talk about it a little bit today as we're going towards Valentine's Day, because I think it's something that people still in 2024 struggle with.
Right.
I mean, I guess you're always going to struggle with relationships.
Right.
There's never going to be a solution to that.
Well, the passage that comes to my mind is that about God caring about our relationship is Romans 8:32, where Paul says, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?"
Mm.
Now think about that. Freely give us all things.
Mm-hmm.
And in the all things, I believe there's also the relationship
we
want for life. And so, yes, God cares about relationships and he wants the best for us.
Yeah.
He does.
I think what helps me is knowing that God really wants to draw us closer to himself, and he doesn't want just me. You know, he wants every part of me, my spouse, my kids, mm-hmm. my family, being drawn closer into him and letting my marriage get to be part of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Rather than be like, all right, I want you to draw close to me, your marriage, all that stuff, it's yours to manage.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, and that's up to you to kind of manage that, but don't forget me. I think it has helped me to say that my marriage and my family, all that is drawn in at the same time.
Right.
It's all drawn in together.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's go back and look at it, because the first relationship happened because God saw something that was missing in the man's life.
That's true.
In Genesis chapter 2:18, and the Lord said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." It is not good. Now, seven times God said, "It is good."
Right.
It is good. And then it is this one time God said, "It is not good."
Yeah.
Is that the first time that he said that it's not
good? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
First time.
Very first time.
Seeing Adam, you know, he has the garden, he has the world, he has animals, and yet there's something missing in his life. And the something was companionship.
Yeah.
On an equal level. The animals didn't do it.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, you can chase that monkey around for only so long. You can swim with the dolphins, but so long.
It's just not cutting it.
It's not cutting it.
Yeah,
it's
like, just like, my man needs something else.
Something else.
This dude's lonely. He needs somebody who's like him. And I also like that it wasn't like, Adam, go find it.
Yeah.
You know, go find it and report back to me and I'll give you the seal of approval.
Right.
Isn't it funny? We kind of treat dating like that, like especially Christian dating, we're like, I'm gonna go find someone, I'm gonna pray about it, bring it to God, and be like, God, is this?
See
if I get the stamp.
Yeah.
And it's not quite like that. In fact, God, as you know, put him in a deep sleep. The Bible tells us in verse 21, and he took one of his sides, not really ribs, but something from his cella, from his side,
mm-hmm.
and from that he made for him. Made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And so God created the solution for Adam's loneliness.
I think that's a part of life that we don't really talk about a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about people being lonely, especially, I don't know if it's like a Christian thing or just a man thing, but there, I feel like there's just people out there who are lonely and we just don't talk about it because you know, they're lonely, you know, they're not going to get out there and talk about how lonely they are. They're just going to dwell in loneliness. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, you know, with men, it's sort of this, you need to be responsible for yourself.
Right.
You are on your own. You don't rely on anybody. You are the one. You're it. And then if you add a Christian element to it, there's almost this push where it's like you don't need other people. It's your relationship with God.
Right, right.
So that's sort of like a two-handed punch in the wrong direction.
Right.
When God didn't create us to be alone, God didn't create us. In fact, here, the first time God says it's not good is because the man is alone.
Right. Yeah.
God created us for companionship.
It's almost like we think that as men specifically that our marriage is something additional we have to juggle. You know,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right,
like you have to make that fit into my personal life.
Yeah,
but actually, it's a gift.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Marriage is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Not something to, like you said, I got to take care of this problem now.
Right. Yeah. But it's funny, we do tend to treat marriage like that sometimes,
yeah.
And I think it just comes from this getting away from what God originally intended it to be.
Yeah. And Adam's response should be our response.
Mm.
His response when he saw Eve was, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh," which means she has the same musculoskeletal structure. She is not like some animal.
Right.
She is like me.
Mm-hmm.
And she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. In a sense, she's like me, but she's also different from me.
Mm-hmm. That's a big source of contention these days. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He didn't need another Adam.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody to go rock climbing with, and hang out with, throw darts at.
Yeah, no, that's not what he needed. He needed somebody who was like him and yet different from him in some very important ways.
Yeah, some very obvious ways too. And those differences God made for a reason.
Right.
And here in 2024, we are doing everything we can to negate those differences.
Yeah. We're doing neutralize those differences. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that we're somehow more equal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you start really looking at it, it all kind of falls apart.
It's not even equality, it's sameness.
Yeah.
It's just erase all distinction, no uniqueness, it's just sameness.
Yeah.
Where I don't know what world we're becoming into, but it's other than being sinful and ungodly, it's also a bland, weird, dark world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That doesn't bring any joy other than perversion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all it's bringing. Yeah. And if perversion is bringing you some kind of joy, then something is broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're wrapping up perversion in false value.
Mm-hmm.
False virtue.
False virtue.
Yeah, uh-huh. And we're passing it off as though it's virtuous and it's kind-hearted and it's inclusive, when really it's just perversion that's made up to look really nice.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just the way God cared about Adam and his loneliness, God also cares about us.
That's true.
And again, I want to clarify, there may be people listening today who are called or feel called by God to singleness.
Hmm.
This is not for a single moment, no pun intended, meant to say, hey, if you are single, then something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
No, of course not. If God's called you to that, then I promise you, you'll be unhappy if you get into a relationship.
That's true.
So stay as you are. Do what God's called you to do and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But if God has not given you that calling, then pray that God will bring somebody good in your life.
I feel like I don't know why this is, but Christians neglect to pray for the right partner, you know, the right person. Like I can't remember, like God still blessed me with a great wife, but I don't remember ever being, I'm sure I did at some point, but I don't remember ever being like, God, send me the right woman.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like even in that neglectfulness, he was still great, gracious to me.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we don't do that.
I prayed for a good wife.
Yeah.
Nicole prayed for a good husband. Her parents prayed for a good husband. My parents prayed for a good wife. I mean, so we, as parents, have prayed for all four of our kids,
mm-hmm,
that God will bring the right man or right woman in their lives. And we believe so far it's happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we thank God for that.
Yeah.
Well, you can see the success of those prayers and how huge of a role prayer actually plays in finding that person.
Yeah, you know, that's also a biblical concept, by the way.
Yeah. I wonder why people feel guilty almost to pray for a spouse or even take prayer into a dating relationship.
Right.
It feels like there's like a reluctance to, like, I don't want to pray for a dating relationship. That feels
there are some bigger things out there, like saving the world and lost souls.
Yeah. It's almost like I shouldn't be enjoying things. I shouldn't be praying that God would give me something that's just for me.
Yeah. No. I, and because I, th- I think it's because of our failure to see God as a heavenly father. Mm. Maybe it's because our dads were not as good, or maybe you grew up in a bad home situation that you cannot see your father that way, that you can just walk up and talk to him and ask him for anything. So coming to God, our heavenly father, with personal relationship needs, it's mm-hmm. like, really? Boy, you should be glad you got all this.
You should be glad I give you a house over your head, a roof over your head, and clothes on your back.
You want a girlfriend? I guess you didn't appreciate being created.
Yeah. Oh. Why don't you go in there and girlfriend them dishes? You can always tell if you're raised in the South because your parents will turn anything into a verb.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I'm hungry. You need to go hungry them dishes. So you said something. You said something that that kind of struck me, and I want to see if this is something that you feel, because you said you prayed for each of your kids.
Yes.
And I feel like, looking at it, zooming out, parents, especially Christian parents, almost have a hands-off approach to their kids.
We've seen that too.
Their kids' dating lives, I guess.
It's sometimes it comes out of a place of frustration, because you hear the bad stories, like the parents were too involved in their kids' relationship lives. And so the kids were all just frustrated, and they just, they just had it. I mean, it was just too much. And so then another group of parents will say, I just don't want to make the same mistakes that they made.
Right.
And so, well, I'm not going to get involved in my kids' lives. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be there, supportive and helpful, but I'm not here to. So I don't know what to say. I'd rather try to help them, guide them, pray for them. If I see some glaring problems, and really speak out instead of after the fact, well, honey, I didn't want to tell you that, but I knew this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, tell them and say, hey, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Or this young man is not the right one for you. God will send the right boy in your life.
Yeah.
Or a girl in your life. Depends on, you're talking to your boy or your girl.
Yeah.
Some parents just take a hands off and feel like, I don't want to step into that area but isn't that the most important?
That's
other than salvation.
I was gonna say, it makes me think of all the times we've sat and talked about development and in our series through the different generations.
Right.
If you're looking at the teenage brain, the teenage brain develops in such a way where their capacity for emotion outpaces their capacity for logic and reasoning.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So through the teenage years, they still need parents to come alongside
guide them
and guide them and help them think, because sometimes they think with their emotions and not their brain.
And it's funny, because a lot of those same parents will have no problem taking a hands-on approach in what sports they play or what colleges they apply to. Like, they'll be like, hey, I will decide what sports you play. I'll decide what college you
right.
But who you're going to spend the rest of your life with, hey?
Something so critical.
You got to pick that one, man.
Who you're going to be married to forever.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to be involved in that decision for you. Like, yeah, and it's help guide that.
It's an unpopular job.
Yeah.
It's an unpopular job. You will not be loved for it. You may be resented. Resentment may be for years and years. It's not a popular job.
Well, it's funny, because we look at people in the Bible who did arrange marriages for their kids, and we say, well, that was barbaric. We don't do that anymore.
Well, I'm not for arranged marriages. I mean, I've come from that part of the world where they do have arranged marriages,
mm-hmm.
and they have their benefits. But if Christ is not in that picture, mm-hmm. then I am not for them.
Right.
So I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If Christ is in that picture, then yes, you can say, hey, that's a godly Christian family. Let's see if we can talk to them and see if, you want to, if you can marry their son, or their son can marry your daughter, kind of thing. But if not, then it's based mostly on money and status and power.
So that's what actually led me into a question, because I know you grew up in a part. Do they still do arranged marriages?
Oh, yes.
So do the people getting
not
married,
as popular as it used to be, not as mainline as it used to be when I was growing up?
Uh-huh.
In the past 30 some years, things have changed, but they still have it.
Mm.
Tons.
Is it the parents are deciding and the kids go along with it, or do the kids have a say in it at all?
Kids do have a say, but how much depends on how educated the parents are, how much depends on, how, what's the word I'm looking for? The parents need to be a little bit more advanced, mm-hmm. not old fashioned.
Yeah. So is there, so there are, there would be situations where it's like the bride is like, hey, I really don't want this, but mom and dad want it. So it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
mm-hmm.
that's common.
Oh, you will marry this boy.
Wow.
It's good for the family. It's good for this and good for that.
Wow.
In time, they end up loving them or whatever, whatever. I get it. But poof.
Yeah. That's not a great launching off point.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are bad situations that happen. Mm. It's a makes for a very miserable marriage. It's horrible. Lots and lots. I mean, countless are enduring their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not saying there are a lot of arranged marriages that don't. That are same situation. No, there are some who are wonderfully in love, but then there are many unspoken ones that mm-hmm. are miserable.
Well, I think that kind of leads into something that you and Nicole have both said, even on this show, is that love is a commitment.
Yeah.
You know, you have to commit to that person that you're with.
That's right. Like Abraham arranged that marriage for his son, mm-hmm. Isaac, mm-hmm. With Rebecca, but then he had to make a commitment to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that commitment was for life. And of course, they made it.
Yeah. I even think about like, who is it? Jacob and
Rachel.
And Rachel. Rachel.
Yeah. Well, poor guy. He was
he tried.
duped into marrying Rachel's older sister.
What was it? Leah?
Leah.
Yeah.
Poor Jacob.
Had to work for 7 years and then gets the wrong sister and has to work for 7 more years. I guess the right one.
That's like a tough break.
14 years later.
He's like, bro, I see like a trick on sitcom. He's like, comes out. He's like, bro, you tricked me. And he's like,
did I do that?
Did Uncle Laban.
Did I do that?
Well, that's what we do around here. Yeah. Did you know that? The custom?
You didn't know.
This would be so wrong if we gave you the younger daughter before the older one. I mean, don't you understand?
Yeah, I thought you knew. I didn't know what was going on. I thought you knew that.
Tell me that first.
But he still committed. He still made that commitment. You know what I mean?
He did.
I think that's what's incredible about that story is that Jacob is like, you know what? This shouldn't have happened, but I'm going to commit myself to working.
And in our culture today, we can't overstress the importance of commitment because marriages have become disposable.
Right. That's right.
It's just kind of like, oh, this one didn't work out. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll just get a divorce and try again.
I told somebody this morning that when it comes to technology, when it comes to so many opportunities, the West is so far superior to the East. But the one place that we are severely handicapped in the West is our home life.
Mm.
Our marriages.
Wow. Yeah.
Because it's broken. They're broken. Many of them are. I'm not saying every one of them, but many of them are. It puts our young people, it puts our future at such a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that if you went through a broken home or a divorced home, or, you know, I'm not here to offend you. I'm just trying to tell you, using the names that people use now, broken home, divorced home, whatever you like.
Right.
That you're not going to make it or you are handicapped. No, not at all. What I am saying is it doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
It does not help. You can make it. You can do great things. Sometimes you'll do better things than even those who grew up in an intact home. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's not good.
Yeah.
So commitment. Make commitment for life. Do what you can to make it work.
I think you instilled that in me and Ellie when we were dating here and we did our premarital counseling. I remember you made the comment that it was like, you know, when Nicole and I got engaged, we decided early on that divorce wasn't an option. It's not on the table. So there's no way out of this marriage. And that helped us greatly. And I can say almost me and Ellie have been married like 8, going on 9 years now.
Wow.
That's helped us.
That's been that long.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I remember that. I think with you, it wasn't an offhand comment, but it was just talking.
Yeah.
But it stayed with me all these years
mm-hmm.
that no matter what happens, divorce isn't an option.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if the worst should come.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that's helped me.
Make a commitment for life.
That's right.
So those are some suggestions today. Work on your marriage. Use Ephesians 5:25 as your model. As you know, Paul said, husbands, love your wives, mm-hmm. just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So we as husbands should take the lead in showing love. No matter what's happening on the other side, you do what's right.
That's right.
That's right. So important for us. Such a great setup for Valentine's Day tomorrow too. So make sure you go out and take care of your spouse on Valentine's Day, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's flowers, whether it's chocolates, whether it's just a simple card telling them that you love them.
And just get it at the gas station.
You can get it at the gas station. Do they sell cards at the gas station?
No.
Well, maybe don't get it at the gas station.
Gas stations now kind of are like a luxury little resort.
That's true.
Yeah. Gas stations really come a long way.
Write in and let us know how today's episode helped you think about love, about your relationships, and about ultimately our relationship with Christ.
I'm joking, by the way. Don't get your wife something at the gas station. I'm joking.
Don't. Yeah. I feel like that shouldn't have to be said, but don't shop at the gas station for a Valentine's present. 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget to partner with us financially on that same website. Be a part of what God is doing through the Clearview Today Show right here. Well, I also want to encourage you to visit mightymuscadine.com. They're the sponsors of today's episode. Check out their line of products. Use the promo code TODAY when you check out. That's TODAY. It's going to get you a discount, and a portion of those proceeds are going to come right back here to the Clearview Today Show. John, what's coming up tomorrow?
Very, very special episode for Valentine's Day. You ever heard of the newlywed game?
Once or twice.
Well, guess what? We're going to be playing it. We're going to have three special guests. One of them is Dr. Shaw's wife. One of them is Ryan's wife.
Yep.
Three guests.
None of us are newlyweds.
None of us are newlyweds, but we're going to be playing the newlywed game. I think this is something we're going to try to do every year on Valentine's Day. I took home the trophy last year. We're going to see who takes it home this year.
We'll see. I don't know.
Join us tomorrow.
We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.